Welcome back, everybody. Are you all making your popcorn? I know I am. Because the Trump-Elon feud is eating up. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Mike Clemens talking a little Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers and what we can expect in this coming season. Again, big thanks to Mike and all of you for staying tuned in. Apparently, some breaking news here. Stephen Miller has abruptly canceled his scheduled Fox News appearance to spew more racist garbage due to a quote, emergency meeting in the Oval Office. I wonder what that might be about. Apparently, Elon Musk is now in a Zeet storm, is that what we call him now? Posting all kinds of pictures of Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Claimed earlier in the day that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files on Twitter, which then caused Representative Eric Swalwell of California to retweet that, calling for release the Epstein files, which I've always thought, like, yeah, release the Epstein files. Not some weird Pam Bondi edited version, you know, like all of them. Let's find out what actually happened. Steve Bannon calling on Trump to deport Elon Musk. Elon Musk retorting on X, asking for Donald Trump to potentially be impeached. My good Lord. Here is Caroline Leavitt actually now having to address the claim that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files from the White House briefing room, saying, quote, this is an unfortunate episode from Elon, who is unhappy with the one big, beautiful bill because it does not include the policies he wanted. The president is focused on passing this historic piece of legislation and making our country great again. For billionaires. That's what we should, every time they say make our country great again, we should all say for billionaires. Just shout it at the TVs every time. This is pretty nuts. What do I think is actually happening here? Whether or not this is genuine or not, what is this? It's a distraction from the hurt and the harm that's going to be caused to people that we know, people in your family, folks that you work with right here in Wisconsin, from this big, brutal bill, and frankly, the dysfunction of the MAGA regime here in our own state government, who want to cut child care counts to the tune of $500 million, who want to underfund public education, making you pay more in property taxes, failing to expand Medicaid to cover more Wisconsinites at a cheaper cost to Wisconsin taxpayers. Brutal stuff. Again, happening in D.C. by the MAGA regime there, happening right here at home by the MAGA regime in Madison. It is shameful. Let's not be distracted by this entertaining, yes, but also very sad feud that is just two big billionaire babies slinging guano at one another, for lack of a better term. Ollie from the Northwoods, what do you got this afternoon?
Hi, I'm just quick. I was wondering if you could put a reminder out today that tomorrow there will be a big march rally for the veterans and their families. It's for United for Vets and protesting the cuts and unfunding of that.
Where is it, Ollie? Where and when is it?
It's in Washington, D.C., and on the Mall, and there also is one scheduled in Appleton tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock to 7:30. There's one scheduled in Appleton. And also celebrates the D-Day invasion.
Yes, yes. And I commemorates that. Thanks so much, Ollie, for that. You can go to unite4veterans.org. That's unite4veterans.org. There's the big rally tomorrow at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. at 2 p.m. You can find out about other gatherings and rallies closer to you by going to Unite for Veterans. Want to make sure I just gave you the right website that I believe is correct. There is also umwa.org. That is UMWA. Oh, excuse me, not the right one. Go back to the first one I gave you. This is what happens when I try to do things live on air that I haven't pre-prepared. We've got a little bit more breaking news on the Trump-Musk front. Gosh, this is so weird. I can't even believe we're talking about this. Reporters at the White House are saying that the emergency meeting in the Oval Office that is occurring is directly related to the Musk fallout. And CNN is now reporting that Elon Musk has salacious pictures of Trump at Epstein Island and plans to post them on Truth Social. Yeah, that would probably get an emergency meeting in the White House going. I mean, how bad? Here's a question for all of us to ponder before the photos drop. How bad do they have to be for Trump supporters to finally step away? How bad does the photo have to be? Is Elon going to trickle them out? I mean, how exactly is this going to work? And I don't know about you, but if the choices are Elon or Musk, I'm going with C, none of the above. I prefer not the crazy billionaire. I'd prefer not those people helping to lead our country. In any case, wow, keep your eyeballs on that space and on Elon Musk's Twitter account. Whew. I guess I'll take the fact that Stephen Miller won't be on Fox spewing racist garbage. That's a plus. We'll put that one in the plus column. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for the middle class.